Secretary of State Colin Powell is in Lima, Peru, attending a special assembly of the Organization of American States. The OAS is to adopt a charter that establishes democracy as the only legitimate political system for member states. Later today, Powell travels to Colombia, continuing his first official visit to South America. Tatiana Harrison reports from Lima.
Just after his plane touched down in Peru, Secretary of State Colin Powell was whisked away in a long convoy to his hotel, and very soon after to a cocktail party hosted by Peruvian President Alejandro Toledo for diplomats and politicians. As Peruvian folk dancers performed traditional steps, Powell and Toledo looked on from a balcony, but behind the hors d'oeuvres and handshakes lies a delicate balancing act that will set the tone for future U.S.-South American relations. The U.S.-supported effort to fight drug trafficking in South America is the most high-profile issue of Powell's trip. He meets with Toledo today to discuss a variety of narcotics issues, including the possibility of resuming U.S.-assisted flights to intercept suspected drug traffickers. These interception missions were suspended last spring after an American missionary and her young daughter died when their plane was mistakenly shot down. Toledo says he plans to urge Powell to support U.S.-Peruvian trade that would steer farmers away from cultivating narcotic plants. But Peruvian Interior Minister Diego Garcia says Powell's presence goes beyond pushing the administration's anti-narcotics agenda. It expresses the commitment of the United States to democratic values, which is the inspiration for the Organization of American States, said Garcia. Garcia was on hand to open the special session of the OAS, in which ambassadors from 34 nations will vote on a charter that goes beyond past agreements by detailing preventative measures to assist democracies in crisis. Roger Noriega, the U.S. ambassador to the OAS, says holding the session in Peru has special significance given the political turmoil of the last year and a half caused by Alberto Fujimori's government. He says the new charter will increase the ability of member states to address threats to democracy in the region.
The countries of the Americas are committing to one another to a system of respect for these institutions and to sort of, I would describe it almost as a neighborhood watch in defense of democracy.
Both inside and outside the meeting hall, the mood is optimistic that Powell's participation in the OAS session will set in motion policies that will have an impact on the entire hemisphere. For NPR News, this is Tatiana Harrison in Lima.